And go. Oh my God, I fucking hate you.
Dear Chicago. Sounds sad.
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
Yo, yo, what up?
This is your mind.
Oh. Blown. So you guys, we're kind of in a new area.
Yeah,
we're in our new studio. It's kind of weird feeling in the beginning because we've been recording forever and a day over at Roger's house.
Yes.
Now we are in the office / bedroom of the Burton Romero compound.
Yes. Oh my God. It's like
Casa de Romero.
Casa de Romero.
We are in a room that's very bright.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of the light.
Wow.
Because it's fucking bright in here. Well, it's like stadium lighting up in this bitch.
It's a good thing you have a face for radio.
Oh. Okay.
You guys were actually facing each other. We can actually look at one another. So when we argue or like want to beat the shit out of each other, we can just look at each other.
Well,
we give each other the face.
We looked at each other before.
But you're really sideways. And you could look away if you needed to. You were kind of like Choncha when she doesn't want to know what we're doing. She just turns her head because she can't hear. And by Choncha, I mean Izelle. Some people don't know that we call her Choncha. That's her nickname.
Because she's fat.
Because she's real fat.
Oh, but I love she's that dog so fat. Much. She's real fat.
So what's been going on, Roger?
Nothing.
What are you doing on your computer?
This is really compelling radio. Nothing. I am just here in the new studio, just about to eat some.
We're about to hear it because everyone hears you eat.
It's fucking yogurt. How could you hear it?
You can hear it.
Oh, well.
Believe me. Yeah.
Wow. That's how it sounds when I eat pussy.
With yogurt in it.
Right. Ew.
I mean, oh my God. Have you seen.
Take it there.
Yeah, we did. Have you seen any of the Sense8 show yet? Have you watched it on Netflix?
No. I saw you post about it, but no.
I was like,
you told me that. Didn't you tell me that last weekend about that show?
Yeah. It's really good. Tony has watched like probably almost all the episodes already. I haven't watched every single one of them, but just like one of the episodes was totally, I mean, sex? Just there's a lot of sex.
What's the show about?
It's about eight people that are like connected to one another and they don't know why yet. But basically the premises of the show is like they're living their own lives. And then sometimes when a certain person's in a situation, they'll pull a power or a person's technique into their situation so they can do whatever they need to do. Like one girl, she's an Asian girl. She's really good at like Taekwondo or, you know, boxing and all that shit. Mm-hmm. And this guy was in a situation where he was about to be killed. So he connected to her. And it's really weird because it's like two different worlds, but the same thing is happening.
So is it like it sounds like it's a superhero.
No, it's not superhero. Because it's not, they don't know why they're connected or who they're connected to. Uh-huh. They're still trying to figure that out. There's no superpowers because everybody just lives a normal life. Like one guy's a cop in Chicago. So when the guy's in a situation, he knows how to shoot a gun. So he uses that guy to be able to learn to shoot a gun.
Hmm.
It's really interesting.
I don't understand what you're saying, but
you'll have to watch it. You'll have to watch a couple episodes and then finally like realize what's happening because
kind of like with that sort of was the same thing I felt with Daredevil. It took like, I mean, even though like the first two episodes were sort of like really action packed, you still kind of didn't understand the story.
Mm-hmm.
Like it took a couple, I think it took like probably the third or fourth episode when you were like, oh, I get it now. So they really are going from like kind of like the movie Sorry. They're sort of taking the aspect of the movie where you're like, they're trying to figure out. But I didn't, the one thing I didn't like about Daredevil, and sorry to sidetrack, but is that they didn't introduce Elektra. So it's kind of like,
isn't she in her own different story?
Well, yeah, but they intertwine, because that's how she.
Well, it's only season one.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's why I was like, oh, I see. So they're going to go sort of in the same realm of the story of the movie, but they're not introducing the you know, that character right away.
I forget who played Elektra in the movie.
Jennifer Garner.
Jennifer
that's how
Garner.
They met. Yeah, that's how her and Ben Affleck met.
Are they still married?
Yeah. Apparently, there's rumors that they're headed for Splitsville, but.
Oh.
Ben Affleck has said in previous interviews, and so has Jennifer Garner, like, they're like, we go to therapy. We try to be as normal as possible when it comes to our relationship.
That rich as shit.
Well, that's beside the point. But anyway.
How much do you think their psychiatrist or therapist gets paid?
I mean, probably, like, I would probably say 300.
Maybe per session.
Per session.
300,000 mm-hmm. per session.
No.
Because I'll be a therapist for that. So part of this show,
mm-hmm.
there's these lesbians that are having sex, and this one lesbian has a dildo belt on, and she's like doing her girlfriend. She's like, oh yeah, and she starts to like come or whatever, and she's like, oh, you know how lesbians do. And so they start talking before they start building a shelf, and the girl pulls off the belt. Throws it on the floor, and just sloppy wet dildo hits the floor. It splatters everywhere.
Ew.
On the camera. I was like, okay, you know what? Calm down. Why is it that sloppy? I mean, it was sloppy.
Like, well, there are some girls that squirt, so maybe she's a squirter.
This is a little too much, though. And it was a rainbow-colored dildo. I mean, ew. But it's a pretty good show. You should check it out. And it's the first season on Netflix. It's like a Netflix original.
I'm going to have to check it out because it looks like it's awesome. Mm. Sorry, I'm done. Speaking of rainbow dildos, I can't get this fucking thing right. God damn it.
Pull it. What do you mean? What's wrong with
it? I feel
it?
Like it's like, I don't know. It's like in my face. I don't know what's going
on. Well, it's supposed to be at your mouth.
I know, but it's just, I don't know. It's weird. Anyway. So speaking of rainbow dildos, I'm just going to just say it. So we got a little bit of heat about the whole tipping issue.
I don't know if you call it a heat.
No, I mean, it was just, you know, it was people who were voicing their opinion in regards to what they do.
Which is fine.
Which is perfectly fine. But I just wanted to say that when I made the statement in regards to, like, tipping, I made it in regards to my tattoo artist. I know that he brings most of that money that I give him for my artist, for my stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, I know that he takes most of it because I've talked to him about it. And I have tipped him. And as I said in the last podcast, when I first went to him, I tipped him. The second time I went to him, I tipped him. The when I stopped tipping him is when him and I had a conversation regarding how much he was paying for his chair and like just the business in general. And I discovered that he was taking most of that money home for himself.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I will repeat. This is just based on my experience with my other I've had three tattoos done by three other people, and they all got tips from me. So I just want to make sure that everyone is clear on what I said.
Well, you did not explain that.
I did, actually. Mm-hmm. I said that the first two times I said I tipped him the first two times, and that this was just between him and I. Like, my experience with my tattoo artist is what I said.
Mm-hmm.
Girl, don't be pulling up shit, because I will pull it up.
Well. I don't recall that part of the conversation, but it was different too, because several people contacted me and was like, I've never tipped someone in that delivers furniture. I'm like, okay, well, you know, I mean, think that's,
if you're going to talk, it's the thing that was sort of getting my blood burling was is that people were talking about you should tip, and this is something that you said also, that you should tip for a service. And mm-hmm. so when I retorted with, well, isn't a McDonald's worker serving you? Like, even though they're not necessarily serving you at a table, they're providing a service for you, mm-hmm. right? And you said, no, you don't feel like you should tip that. Well, then when I hear someone say you should tip for a service, then that means we, Foul Monkeys, should be getting tipped. Because we are providing a service to our listeners. I mean, that's just me being a dick saying that. Like, I don't, you know, it's just, you're going to go apples to apples with me. Bring it on.
I kind of feel like you should pay for a service that you're unwilling or can't do yourself. I'm unwilling to carry furniture up fucking stairs anymore. I'm unwilling to carry boxes into my own apartment anymore. I don't want to do it. But the person that's doing it is working really hard, like a cleaning lady. We know that shit's hard. The few cleaning ladies that I've had so far, we've tipped them.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's fucking hard work.
Oh.
So.
And it's showing.
I just think it's
showing your appreciation. So, and I understand that. And so going back to what I was saying in my statement, I understand. I get it. If I were to go to someone else, a tattoo artist, and I know this is probably going to rile some feathers, I would tip them because I don't know them. One, I don't know what they're taking home. Most places in Chicago, like, you have very seldom like boutique kind of like tattoo shops. And when you have boutique, when you go to more like, I don't want to say franchise because there's not really a franchise tattoo place, but when you go to places where the most like just a lot of people always frequent,
mm-hmm.
I guarantee you that they're going to end up paying more for the chair that they're that they're renting to be a tattoo artist at that place. So I know for a fact that my tattoo artist, he gets most of my money. So like I said the last time, if I pay him $350 to do my tattoo, he's going to take home $300 to $325, $25 of the $350. That to me, I don't need to pay you a tip. You're taking most of that home. And
right,
I get
but
about,
he still has to pay for ink, needles, certifications,
and
machines.
He's got about 18 other motherfuckers that are going to come through that day that are also going to provide $350 out of their fucking fee.
18 in one day.
But what I'm saying is that it's not solely my responsibility to pay him mm-hmm. so he can get his supplies when there's, let's say he has 8 people, okay? And he's going to bring home 300 from all those 8 people clean. Like, that's what he's bringing home. That's more than enough for him to purchase a box of fucking needles and whatever the case. That's going to last him months and months or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So, no, I don't feel like I need to tip him. Because okay. I tip him in other ways. Like, I provide business for him. I send refer him to everybody that I can.
You suck his dick.
No. But it just, it pisses me off when people are like, oh, like, for example, I can't remember what his name is. I think his name is John Hart, maybe. Mm-hmm. He was referring to me as a cheapskate. I'm not a cheapskate. And that kind of pissed me off a little bit because it's like, first of all, you don't know me personally. But second of all, I'm not a cheapskate because I provide him other services, like referring him to everyone that I know. Like, how many times have I told you to go to him?
How many times have I went?
You haven't gone because you fucking him-haw around everything. But I'm just saying, like, I've referred him. I have had 2 of my friends go. I've had other people that I've referred him to that they have gone there to get tattoos. So it's like, I don't feel, I'm okay with not tipping him is what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. I'm okay with that because I know that he's getting paid regardless and I don't need to tip him for a service that he knows that
I guess if he was offended by not getting tipped, he could just say, no, I don't want to do your tattoos anymore.
Exactly. And you know what? And those prices, and this goes back to the whole question that I originally posed was how do you determine and when do you determine when it's appropriate to tip somebody, like the movers, like the cleaning lady, like the tattoo artist, like the person who serves you at McDonald's, us, we provide.
Well, when you do provide you determine? It on not monetary. I mean, you provide it on how much you feel appreciated by the person and how good their service is, like a server at a sit down restaurant.
Right.
If they're like stellar and they made you feel good. Because everything that we do is
sure,
based on
can,
what makes
then,
us feel
right,
good.
Right, right, right. So, okay, based on what you just said, okay, fine. I could see that. You know, hey, I'm going to give you $20 extra because I think you just did an amazing job. And I know that you're going to take most of it home. I'm going to give you a little something extra because that's just my appreciation. In that respect, my appreciation to him is referring him to other people and sending other people. So I follow through with my sending people to him. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't necessarily not send people to him. And I have tipped him before. So it's not like I have never tipped him. So, no, I'm not a cheapskate. Most people who know me know that I'm definitely not that. And if you provide a good service to me, I'm going to pay you well.
Mm, you're pretty cheap when it comes to that friendship. I'm just kidding. You're pretty cheap when you're when giving hugs. I mean, you just like half hug that shit. Oh,
that's because I don't like you. So, John Hart, in essence, get to know me before you throw out those words.
Well, explain the whole story because you did not say all that in the last
episode. I know, and I'm just pulling him out. Well, no, because he just told me to, like, he just sent me
I think he gets a lot of tattoos too. So I think he's like.
Well, and that's right. I mean, and fine. And if he wants to continue to tip his money, you know, more power to him. I think it's great. Like, you know what? You're showing that's how you are showing that person that you appreciate what they do. And you know what? That's cool. But I'm not saying that you're a cheapskate or that you're overpaying. I'm just saying, like, he called me out on being a cheapskate for not tipping my artist. Mm-hmm. Granted, again, it's really difficult to say in 140 characters that, you know, XYZ. So I try to say as much as I can. But then after a while, I was just over it. I'm like, I'm not going to respond anymore.
I didn't even follow the conversation. I mean, I saw it, but I didn't.
I mean, it's just, you know, like, don't come for me. If I mean, I know that he wasn't necessarily. I just to put it out there, he's a sweetheart and I do like him or whatever. But I'm just saying, don't come at me with that.
Don't you come at me.
And you don't really know me well enough to say, like, this is the type of person you are, because I'm not. I'm pretty much the least person to be that. So anyways.
So remember, if we make you feel good, tip our PayPal
account. Right. Exactly. That's my point. Like, you know, when he said that, like, and just going back to, like, when I was thinking back to the conversation, because I was actually listening to our episode when this was sort of all going down, and I'm sitting here going up, and because I text messaged you right after this all happened, I said, if we're going to go by, like, tip your artist, like, shouldn't we be getting tipped? Because we provide a service. Mm-hmm. I mean, it may not be a service, you know, like a tattoo artist or something, but we provide something for
it's
you guys.
It's an art.
We provide something for you guys, and you guys don't tip us. I mean, not that we're complaining, but I'm just saying.
They give us tips through Twitter and Facebook.
Right, right. So I'm just saying, you know, you don't know me.
You don't know me like you used to.
And I'm not trying to come for you. Don't send me your hateful tweets. I don't give a shit. I don't want to read them. I don't care. I'm just saying, I wanted to make sure that it was clear about what I had said. So I don't really care to hear your tweets about it. But anyways.
Somebody left us a tip on Facebook. I mean, iTunes.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
What'd they say?
This says it's a 5-star review.
Oh, yay.
It says, love these guys. It's from Cindian 82.
Okay.
I'm not for sure who that is. Yes, as Big Fatty would say, they're a lurker. They like to listen, but not
be known.
Contact or right. Be known. My favorite podcast at the moment. Love listening to them at work with headphones on, of course. Nothing like randomly bursting into laughter to get your funny looks, but it's worth it.
Aw, thank you.
Cindian 82. Oh, okay, so Cindian. You're Sierra.
Thanks
Roger
a lot.
Can't say Cindian, so he'll
is
just
it,
say
I'm sorry, is
Sierra.
It Cynthian?
Cindian.
Cindian with a D.
Yeah.
Okay. Cindian. Thank you very much for the...
It's like Indian with a sin in front of it.
Oh, well, that's a sinful Indian.
It's S-E-N, so... we love a sinful Indian.
Okay.
So what else do we got to talk about this week? There was a big blow up on Twitter.
I thought we just discussed that.
Well, just under that, Caitlyn Jenner.
Oh my God.
I'm through. I can't.
What?
white girl Caitlyn Jenner can't
wait
anymore.
What? So that would be the Caitlyn would be with a K at that point. Oh. Wait, what can't you can't with?
I can't with all the publicity. I'm like, no one would know who the fuck you are if it wasn't for the Kardashians and you're associated with them. And now you have a documentary and you're going to make all this money.
I get it. You're jealous. You're it's fine. But I mean, more power to him. I already told you. Mm. You have, if you can exploit your shit and hopefully there's some good that comes out of it, then do it. Get that coin, honey. Get it. Ching, ching, ching. I'm not mad at you.
Mm. All the people, like, I don't want to say that.
Let me ask you a question.
What the issue is?
Why do you dislike that so much? Like, why is it that it gets to your gourd?
Because all I can think about is just Kris Jenner dipping her hands into everything and just, you're going to do this. You're going to become a woman. You're going to make money for us. Money, money, money.
Now you're inferring that she told him to become a woman.
I'm surprised that he didn't use a K for Caitlyn because she... Kris Jenner was like, what? Everyone in our family has a K in their name.
Well, you know why that happened, right? That the reason why that happened was is because he wanted to be separate from the clan.
Of course.
So he wanted to have his own name.
Going to be associated with them.
You know what? I think that it's way too early to find out if this is really a media stunt.
I don't think it is. I don't think it's a media stunt.
Not that he transitions. Let me be clear. Not that. Because I don't believe that. And people who think that, people who say that his transition was a publicity stunt.
No, I don't think
that. Fuck you. That is so offensive.
And is that what I came across saying?
You just
said that. I didn't
say
that.
Yeah. You said, you became a woman. Now you're spending more time in the cameras.
No,
I know that's what you mean. I'm not saying you.
I'm sure the trans part is real.
No,
it's just that it's conveniently... awesome for her to be associated with these fucking idiots.
Well, but I think that's the reason why she went with C and not a K, so she could, you know, extend herself from that. Because she's, you know, the thing about it is that no matter what, she's always going to be associated with the Kardashians because she was married. You know, when she was Bruce, she was married to Kris Jenner. She has two children with her. So it's like there is going to be that interweaving of families. Are the Kardashians gross because Kris Jenner decides to slap their name on everything? I mean, I don't think so. Get your coin. If you can make it. Shit, if I could slap my name on anything, I would. I'd be like, this wall.
Do you know how... Like, any time that I hear Northwest's name, I'm thinking, that poor girl is
They're planning to name their child Southwest.
They better not. Just kidding. East-West.
Or East-West. Girl, you about had a conniption when I said that.
No, because I've thought about it, and I'm sure it's going to be some random, like, fucked up name. But they are like a fucking match made in heaven because they're both fucking idiots.
But okay, so but I don't. I guess I'm still trying to get to the heart of it.
I can't do it.
I'm trying to get to the heart of this matter.
Can't do it.
Why is it that you despise them so much? Why is it that you hate them? Because I don't
stand for anything but other than being assholes. What does Kim Kardashian do? She has butt injections. She has a sex tape with Brandy's brother.
I mean, I get what you're saying. Like,
she's nothing. Like, she is like the new Paris Hilton. At least Paris Hilton tries and does like DJing and shit like that.
Girl, the operative word try.
Well, I mean, at least she tried. I do have her album and her cologne, but
that's gross. Don't ever wear it. Anyway,
everybody gives me compliments when I wear it. But I was really? So embarrassed to go into the store and buy it. I was like, it's a gift.
I'm embarrassed for
it's
you.
It's a gift. I don't know. You know, I'm just kind of like, you were only popular because O.J. Simpson murdered his wife.
No, and my God, that is so not true.
That's the beginning of it. That's the beginning of it. Who were they before that?
they were still nobody before that. And they were still nobody after that. It wasn't until... It wasn't... They only began... The reason why
people
the family...
People knew who they were because of their dad. The attorney.
Yes, but they didn't know who they were. Like, they just knew that Robert Kardashian was a lawyer that was on the trial for O.J. Simpson. That's all they knew. They wasn't... They weren't... So, I have listened to their story.
Of course you have.
Of course. No. But I have seen them. I have watched the show. You know what? They don't necessarily provide anything of value to me. I think that, you know, Kim Kardashian is, you know, her sex tape being released, she capitalized on that. What they did was they turned something that was negative for them and they turned it into a positive thing for them.
But why would anybody care about her sex tape if nobody knew who she was? Like, why was it such a big issue for Kim Kardashian? Something happened that made her popular.
She was never like a fashion stylist, but she did style Paris Hilton. That's how she was known in the media, but she wasn't as big. Like, oh my god, she came out on a couple episodes of Paris Hilton.
Probably the reason why it was popular is because of Ray J.
So it was because of him, and then as soon as they started to find out, like,
and
where she
was
came,
like, you're gonna pay for this pussy.
And then when they started to root everything back to where she was coming from, that's when they tied in Robert Kardashian, you know, for OJ Simpson's thing. And then they found, you know, I mean, Bruce has always been, you know, has been known to have, you know, been married to her for whatever, how many ever years. So, like, it all started to just sort of weave. The thing that I don't like about the Kardashians is that, you know, to some degree, like, I don't know if they do charitable donations. I'm assuming they do, just because from a financial standpoint, it would probably benefit them.
But that's the only reason they do it. They don't care about people.
But so what?
They don't care about people.
But the people are still getting money. I feel like you're going to
give money to the homeless kids, but don't you dare have one of them come up to me.
I mean, it doesn't matter where, as long as they get the money, who cares? I mean, what different, like, people would always say about Oprah, oh gosh, she's so self-serving. Everything she does is for herself.
At least she goes to, like, fucking Africa and goes to the schools she built.
Yeah, but it's a lot of it's for show. And then, you know, I'm sure she walks away like, girl, let's hurry up and get out of here because I want to go back.
Come on, Gail, let's go lick some pussy.
But
oh, you guys, I forgot to tell you guys that Roger came in here, he pulled out a yogurt. I was like, oh, healthy. And then the next thing he pulls out is a wedge of cake. What kind of cake is it? It looks good.
It's called, you want some? You can have some. It's Death by Chocolate from Whole Foods. It's so good.
Oh.
Anyways, what I just don't like the fact that I get why people don't like the Kardashians. They are a bit of what's sort of screwed up with America.
The overkill.
Ugh. And, you know, they are a little oversaturated. I do agree with that. However, I still can't. I just can't be mad at them for trying to get money. Like, I just can't. Like, if they're going to slap their name on
anything. Isn't there ever enough money?
But who is that to say? I mean, like, who are we to say that? Like, we don't have enough money, and we always want more money.
You know what? Until they start paying, like, 80% taxes, then whatever.
But that's, I mean, that could be said for anybody. Like, anybody who makes that much money. Anybody who makes over, you know, $1 million, they should all, I mean,
pay 50%. I'm fine with that.
But that's the thing. It's like, I don't understand why people, you know, there's a lot of useless artists out there. There's a lot of useless entertainers out there that don't provide any other value than whatever they, you know, whatever you see them in. Why are they not?
How about artists that are married to a rich person in Abu Dhabi and held captive for 8 years so that she can't come without an album? What about that type of situation?
I'm not going to respond to that. But anyways. Anyways, moving along. Next topic. I'm tired of talking about that.
That cracked me up.
Do you have something else to talk about?
Yeah. So, Tony had surgery this week.
Yeah.
And Ricky has played the role of nurse this week, which is the Ricky's not a very good nurse.
He's not a very good anything.
He doesn't like to be a slave for anyone. But I do
talk about self-serving.
I do it because I love him.
Mm-hmm. No, but, you do it because your ass would get whooped if you didn't.
Sliced and diced. No, Tony had to get a surgery on an abdominal hernia. So he had that on Monday. And now he has a belly button.
Can you explain how he got the hernia?
He had it. Well, I think most people get it from maybe lifting heavy things. It's a strained hernia. And he's had it, but the doctor's like, well, it's not so bad. But then it started to get bigger. Mm-hmm. And so he needed to have it corrected. So in order to do that, they had to do an incision like around the belly button. And then they pull everything back in. And then they put this like mesh lining on the inside of the belly, the stomach. So it doesn't push out.
Vaginal mesh?
Yeah.
That's really.
And then they fixed up his belly button and now he has an innie. He had an outie for a while, but now it's an innie again.
That just sounds really.
But he's been out of work and he's been really sore this week. So
it sounds like it's painful.
Well, let's just say when he was in the recovery room, the nurse asked him what kind of crackers he would like, Graham or saltine. He wasn't really talking with her, you know, because he was in and out. So by the time she got in and dropped all this stuff off and went back out, he was like, oh, I want my crackers now. And then I opened it and it was a Graham cracker. It really should have been saltine because it was downhill from there. The nurse came in and Tony shaped his hand like a gun, cocked it, and shot her.
Did she see when he did that?
Yes. She was like, whatever. He's coming out of surgery. That more than that has happened. I mean, she's like, you know.
Wait, please. Were you apologizing for him?
I was like, I'm so sorry. But I mean, she's like, well, that's nothing. I mean, some people try to choke you and
call
you cunt, bitch, slut, you fucking whore. Like, just like, I mean, first, I've never been under anesthesia, so I don't know like how that feels.
You don't have but your then, wisdom taken out?
Wisdom I did, but out? I was awake. I didn't have to have like big surgery. I just had to have mine taken out, pulled.
Oh,
mine wasn't cut because mine were grown through already.
Oh,
so.
Oh.
And plus my insurance wouldn't pay for the anesthesia and yeah, I wasn't
my insurance paid only for like a part of it, but I was like, no, I put me to sleep. La la land.
But I wonder like what is being pulled from your like memories or brain in order for you to think like that. I think that's interesting.
Think about what,
like why someone would call someone a complete stranger that's helping them a cunt. I mean, what's going on? Like, what's pulling from their head that they would say it's like thing like that?
You should ask women.
And it's just like the girl that said she wanted to be
Nicki Minaj.
And she was coming out of anesthesia. I mean, what makes people like do that, you know? But it was all because she brought him a graham cracker and not a saltine cracker.
I think she must have assumed that because most people would probably gravitate to, most people like sweets. So that's probably why she brought him the graham cracker.
And Tony was like, I was like, when she walked in the room, I was like, why did you do that? And he's like, because she brought me a graham cracker. Like he got like all like fucking Skeletor on me. I was like, shit.
Girl is real.
So, you know, I've been taking care of him for the week and then trying to get here back from work. Roger was a sweetheart and came one afternoon that I couldn't
make
it
here in
time.
Did you hear that, everybody?
Let me put the animal noise in on that word.
No, don't fucking ask me to come do you a favor and then be like, oh, you have the right to say no if you don't
what
want
you
to.
What you do.
And I'm like...
If you couldn't, you couldn't.
I'm not going to say no after you done already said, like, ask me. I'm like, Well, no, because you know what? That's the kind of friend I am.
You could have said, oh, I can't. And I'm like, oh, okay, that's fine. And then I wouldn't talk to you for a month.
Right.
No, I'm just exactly. kidding. I wouldn't do that. No, and you know what? As I've gotten older, I've like, if I was in my 20s and you told me no, I was like, you're a fucking asshole. But now, like, as I've gotten older, I'm like, well, people have lives and it's not all about me. So,
well, but I did, you know, kind of berate you a little bit.
Oh, you did. Let me read it. You're like, I guess.
I was like, I guess. I'm like, you do realize that
parking. I was like, you said parking.
I know, but it's like, I wish that you motherfuckers would like understand like how awful that is to me. Like, driving is everything for me, and to not be able to be mobile or like have to worry about coming home and not being able to find parking in my own house, it's like.
But you were able to find parking. You parked in the garage.
Yeah, because my mother parked in the front.
So it all worked out in the end. You just got to think positively.
I just had to stay here till fucking
you had
almost
dinner.
10 o'clock. I didn't know. I wasn't sure if I thanked you for that. But anyway.
You did thank me by coming to my house and taking care of the girls.
Oh,
Tony doesn't realize now, I know when he goes in and out because the ADT, I can see when the doors are being opened.
Boom.
Yeah,
you've been like, caught, girl. Stop like, it.
Did you take the girls out today? No, I didn't really, because the door was opened at 3:30, 3:38, 3:40, 3:45.
Right. The 3:40, the 3:48 to 3:55, that was Ivy.
It's a miracle.
Right. That was Ivy.
She's the worst, you guys.
Oh my god, she takes forever.
Well, I always walk her. I think that's one issue, is I'm always the one that's walking her. So I know what areas she goes in.
Oh my God, forever.
To shit. I mean, circles for days.
You know, and I get it, because Kuba used to be like that when I walked him. He would take forever and he'd be like circling and circling and circling. And I'm like, Kuba, just poop. And then he'd get all nervous and
then
like,
not do it.
No, he'd stop and then he'd like walk around like maybe one or two more times and then he'd finally poop. I'm like, ugh.
Ivy gets nervous and her butthole shrivels up and she's like, oh, I can't.
She gets like, she gets down and she's like,
that's funny. Oh, you know what's nice around this area when I walk the dogs this morning? That people have like miniature yard sales.
Oh,
out
yeah,
in the neighborhood. That's cool.
Yeah, I think there's two or three times in throughout the summer around the city where it's like national, like Chicago yard sale, garage sale type of thing.
Or each, probably like each neighborhood has their own thing, probably.
Mm-hmm. I think it's like one of those things where it's like everyone in the neighborhood sort of gets together and does it.
Mm-hmm.
And then they do it usually like at the beginning of the year, at the beginning of like summer, and then towards the end of summer.
Oh my God. You guys, we don't have a lot of room in this new recording studio, and the seats are really uncomfortable. Ooh, hurting my ass. Gotta stand up for a few.
It's a little it's a little uncomfortable, but it's fine.
You know what? Maybe today, what's that? What are you looking at?
I'm just looking at
why your lips pursed.
At houses.
Looking at penises.
No.
Is houses. That why you're like this?
Stupid.
Give him Kim Kardashian face.
Oh my god, enough with the Kim Kardashian.
So probably what we'll do is record one show today and one show tomorrow, maybe, since you're gonna be over in this area. We were supposed to have a special guest, but that special guest could not.
Who, by the way,
fly over,
fucking ruined everything.
No, stop it. He did not ruin everything.
He ruined everything. He ruined my plans.
You guys, Hendrick was supposed to be here. I think he was coming early for his job on Monday because he flies back and forth between the United States now, but they canceled his flight. So he couldn't make it.
No, you need to tell the whole story. So
Well, there was a plan, but it changed.
Mm.
And
so the plan is that I was supposed to come over because, like, once again, all related to the parking thing. So I was supposed to come over and we were going to hang out and we were going to have, you know, like record the show. And then we were going to have like a sleepover. And then
tonight.
Yeah,
Saturday.
Uh-huh. And then he text messaged me, what, yesterday? Mm-hmm. Or no, the day before yesterday, because you still hadn't.
Thursday.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, Hendrick's coming into town. Like, he's staying downtown. He want to have breakfast with him in the morning on Sunday. and whatever, whatever. And I was like, oh, yeah, that would be cool. And he's like, maybe we could record a podcast with him because that would be fun. I said, oh, fine, that's fine, whatever. And very happy. I have never met Hendrix, so I was excited. And then, like, then like 2 hours later, I get an email. I think it was.
Yeah, because we're at work now. We email each other. Yeah, because it's it's so much easier.
Yeah, and then he's like, so there's a change of plan. And I'm like, what? And then he's like, well, he's like, something was going on with Hendrick where, like, I guess there was going to be something where he was not going to be able to stay at the hotel, so he was going to have to spend the night here. Mm-hmm. And he's like, and then he wants us. Oh, because that was the other thing. We were supposed to have dinner with him today in the evening when he flew in. And I was like, whatever. So then he's like, well, now plans are potentially. At first, you didn't say potentially. At first, you were just kind of like, plans are going to change. He's coming in. I think he's going to stay the night because I think there may be a chance that his plans will change. Mm-hmm. And I was like, really? Because Ricky and I were going back and forth with him picking me up from my house because he was telling me that he was going to have to take Hendrick to the airport. And I said, well,
not have to. I offered to take him to the airport.
Yes. You know what I mean? And so I was like, well, it would just, well, why don't you just pick me up, scoop me up from my house so that way I don't have to drive down here, lose parking spot and go through all that fucking nightmare and then take me home since I'll be in that area. And of course, like he does with everything, fucking him haws about everything. And then fast forward to Friday morning and he's like, plans are changing. And I'm like, what the fuck? And I was like, what happened? And he's like, oh, and then he tells me the whole story. And I'm like, I guess.
Yeah, that was his literally email response.
It was like, okay, period, I guess, period. So then, another friend of mine who's got two girls, he asked me, he's like, hey, there's a work function on Saturday that I completely forgot about. It's like, would you be okay with watching the girls, X, Y, and Z? And I'm like, oh, I don't know. I was like, can I get back to you in the evening?
I'm in limbo.
I was like, because I have plans that may potentially not come through. And I'm like, so they'll fall through or whatever. So I'm like, let me check back with you in the evening. I'll let you know. And he's like, okay, cool, whatever. And he's like, I just want to make sure I have enough time so that if, you know, if you can't do it, I can find somebody to do it. And so I was like, okay. And then I text messaged Ricky and I was like, so what's the deal? Like, what's going on? He's like, he still hasn't text messaged me. And I'm like, all right.
So well, explain first to him you have to remember he's 8 hours ahead of us. So by the time we were texting, he was already sleeping. So I wasn't going to get an answer.
I mean, that's like dropping a bong in Nagasaki and then just flying away. I mean, it's just like, oh, we'll check on you tomorrow. We know this is going to be real horrible, but we're going to check on you tomorrow. Okay, there you go. Everything's blown up to pieces. And welcome to Saturday morning. So then I'm like, okay, so we continue to talk, blah blah blah, and it's getting closer to four. It's getting closer to 5 o'clock, and I still hadn't heard from Ricky whether or not Hendrick was coming in to spend the night on Saturday. So he's like, I was like, you know what? I'm just gonna babysit the girls. I'll stay the night over there, and I was like, and I will see you guys in the morning. Like, I'll come over today. We'll record one show in the morning, and then tomorrow morning we'll record with Hendrick or whatever. And he's like, fine.
Sounds great.
Right, and I'm like, okay, so I won't have dinner with you guys tonight. So if you guys go out for dinner, I'm like, I'm not going to be able to have it because I'm taking care of the girls. Fine. Everything's squared off. Saturday morning, which is today, I get a text message from him. Hendrick's plans all canceled. And I was like, he ruined everything.
But you don't know how excited he was going to be on the show. Oh, so excited.
And I'm just kidding when I say he ruined everything. It's fine. Whatever. But I'm just like, oh my God, he ruined everything.
And I had so many plans. I was like, okay, we're going to take you to the best pizza place. And then for dessert, we're going to go to Popeyes. Oh.
I knew there was a Popeyes trip in there. What time are we at?
We have 15 more minutes.
15?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I was like, well, next time. Because I guess he will be coming through here a lot to do his job. So
oh, really?
Maybe next time. We'll see him at Pride 48. We're going to see him at Pride 48.
In Vegas?
Yeah.
He's coming?
Yeah.
Oh, shut the fuck up.
Right.
Oh my God, it's so
cute. You know, if you listen to Big Fatty's show, you would know that. But I actually knew it before Big Fatty, so.
How long is he staying there? Oh my God, I forgot to tell you.
Oh. Mm. Hands in the air. I don't know how I don't know when he's I don't know his specific like the plans. Details?
Okay.
But he'll probably about the same time as us.
Okay. Is he flying in with his boyfriend?
I don't think he's coming because his boyfriend doesn't do podcasts, so he doesn't know so anything about it.
It would just be weird. So I just want to let you know, I want to let everybody know that I am going to Pride 48 Vegas. Mm-hmm. Tickets have been bought.
Have been bought.
But the best part about it is that it was actually, look, I didn't actually pay anything for any of my trips. So I booked my vacation. Okay, so let's back up just a little bit. So with everything that's going on with our house,
mm-hmm.
I told Ricky, because he was trying to figure out like if I was going to go, because Big Fatty was, you know, asking everyone like, hey, we need to have your itinerary so we know when people are coming in or whatever. And Ricky had asked me and I was like, you know what? I really don't know. I'm like, I don't want to hold off any longer, but I just don't know. I was a little afraid of making that purchase because I'm like, oh my God, I don't know what's going to happen in the next couple months. I don't know. And I was kind of hesitant just because it was like, you know, fuck, it's going to take that, and the credit card bill. And I'm like, I'll get back to you. So.
And then 3 seconds later, he says, I'm going.
No. So then Southwest was having a huge sale this last week. I mean, like huge.
$49
sale, I mean, 40, yeah. We haven't seen 49 from them in like years.
Extended it to Friday.
Yeah. So I mean, it's been years since we've seen that kind of sale. So I was like, well, I'm just going to check it out. I'm going to check it out. I'm going to see what the sale is like. And if it's really that good, first I started off with Florida. Cause I told Ricky, I told him, I was like, if I can do any trip, it's going
to
be the Florida.
Are you
one.
Doing the same thing that you did last year where you come in from Florida and then go straight to Vegas?
No, like the day later? Cause this time it's too far apart.
Oh, okay.
So I'll go to Vegas, come back. I'll go to Vegas, come back for my birthday because my birthday is that week that we return. And then the following week I leave. So I'll be at home for about a week. But no, last year's was,
I was home for like three hours.
I was literally home for like maybe 18 hours. And then I got on a fucking plane and thankfully enough, I went over. I don't know. I can't remember if I was here or if I went over to. No, because you had already been gone. I think I went over to my friend's house and I was like, can I wash my clothes here, please? Because I'm like, I'm leaving tomorrow again. And he's like, yeah, whatever. So then I checked out and I was like, okay, I told Ricky, I was like, if I'm going to buy an airplane ticket to anything, I'm going to definitely do it for my vacation because Vegas to me is not a vacation. It's just not.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I'd rather buy it for Florida. So if anything, I'm going to go to Florida. But even then, it's still iffy. So I looked at the sales at Southwest that happened last week. And I first did Florida. And I was like, what? The flight to Florida was $89. To Fort Lauderdale was $89 going there and coming back, you know, each way. I'm like, this is insane. I'm like, last year I spent like $300 on the flight. And I was like, I cannot buy this. Like,
even if you can't go,
right?
It's still worth
buying spinning. The fucking ticket. Right. Yeah, I mean, like, I was like, okay, I'm thinking now at this point, I'm like, okay, it's 100 because the total was like $178, and I'm like, it's $178. I'm like, I was like, that's not much of a huge like impact on my credit card. So I was like, you know what, fuck it. So I started looking onto my Southwest. So I'm like, well, you know what? I was like, let me see how much it is. Because up until this point, Vegas was like 350, 300. It was in the 300 range. I was like, damn, I don't know if I really want. Like, that's a lot of money. Because it was kind of like the same that I spent last year. I think last year I was like 350 or 360, I think is what I paid last year. So I was like, well, let me just check it out and see. Because, you know, I'm looking and things are kind of like, they're kind of expensive. I'm like, damn. 198. I was like, and I saw like a couple like 119s. I was like, oh shit. I'm like, what?
Each way.
Yeah, each way. Okay. Yeah, these are all each way.
Because if that was round trip, high 1993 is back.
Right. Oh my God.
What the best time ever?
I miss 1993.
I mean, the best.
Anyways, but anyway, so to kind of wrap this long story up, I ended up purchasing both of those tickets because the ticket for Las Vegas ended up being $238, which is
that's good,
fucking amazing. I was like,
click. Although one night you don't get home until 1 a.m. though.
Yeah, the night that part. I get home is I it's a 7 o'clock flight, which I don't end up getting home until 1 a.m. because that's the time difference or whatever. Which is fine.
Are you going to work the next day?
I don't know. I'm still deciding. Right.
Smoker's lung.
No, I don't know if I want to do that just because, like, I already told people that I'm leaving for Vegas that weekend, so I don't want to be like, oh. Although my birthday is that Wednesday, so maybe. Or Thursday. I think it's Thursday. Wednesday or Thursday. Anyway, so I'm like, you know what? I was like, I'm going to purchase it. I'll fucking deal with the flight in. I don't care. Like, I'm a night owl anyway. I don't go to sleep anyway till late, so I'll be fine. So I purchased the ticket. The Vegas trip ended up, so the Florida trip ended up being free because I was about 2,000 points away from it being free. Mm-hmm. So I bought the 2,000 points and the flight was free. So technically I paid $55 for the ticket because I got the extra points. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I would have ended up paying, you know, for the flight for free, basically. Right. And then I was toying around with my credit cards because I have a few cards that are like rewards, and one of them is a travel rewards. And on Capital One, like, they have this like purchase eraser. They have where you can extend, like, transfer the points, or you can get a paycheck. Like, it'll. So I did right. the paycheck, and I was like, oh, at least it's half. It was like $119 that I was getting back. So I was like, well, at least I would just pay $119 for Vegas. So I was like, I waited a couple days. And then I looked at the purchase eraser, and it was like, I think I had like 23,000 points. The fucking flight was free because the points, when you do purchase eraser, it literally takes the flight amount. And if you have the points in there, it's free, which is much more than I would have gotten had I turned it into a check or had right. I turned it into cash or like a payment towards my credit card. I was like, so essentially the only thing I'm paying for. So you took
off your top and showed your tits to yourself in the mirror because you were so happy?
No, at the wall. I don't have mirrors in my house.
Oh, so you just pulled up your shirt, showed your tits like, to the wall. And
was like, yay! Throw me some beads. I did it at work. And my computer was like, woo! So needless to say, which is, you know, I was really excited because I did want to go back to Vegas, even though I hate Vegas. I had a really good time with Triple M and Ricky and everyone else that I had met, like Taylor Latte Boy, Babalu, my Cuban brother, and everyone else, Taffy and all of them.
Taffy like I just, and all of them.
Right, I just had a really good time, and, you know, I wanted to go. Like, I wanted to go, and I know Ricky was like, you know, you don't have to go if you don't want to go, like, whatever, like, we can just, you know, I won't do a show and it'll just be sort of like a vacation for you. And I'm like, well, I was like, you know, I want to go because I want to represent. Because if there's
one thing Ricky does like is
not to do anything. So yeah, and it really sucks that Mariah Carey's not going to be performing during that
time. We don't know that.
No, her tickets for next year have already been released. She's only performing at the end of July. So she's performing like all the month of July, and then she's off until January or February of next year.
What the F?
But I think that's the same way that Britney Spears did it, because Britney Spears, that first year when I went to Vegas, that was her first year, and she didn't perform when we were down there. But when she came back to December, then that's when she put a bunch of dates throughout the year. So, and I don't think Britney Spears is performing after this year. I think her residency is over.
Well, I thought she's extended it for 3 more years.
Maybe, but there's no more dates after September. Like, I think September, like the month of September is the last like month that she's performing, and then she's off, which could be, you know, that could be because Celine Dion is.
She's coming back too, right?
Yeah. So I think that could be the reason why. Like, Celine Dion.
I didn't know there was so many people that are going on right now. Shania Twain, Celine Dion, Garth Brooks, Mariah Carey, Britney Spears.
And then
there's like Boyz II Men. Jennifer Lopez is going to be there.
Right. Jennifer Lopez will be at the beginning of the year of next year. So, I mean, there's a lot of stuff that's going on. So I think that's probably the reason why she's taking like a huge hiatus until probably the following year. But I mean, I was hoping that she would perform when we were there, but unfortunately she's not. So we'll have to catch her when we go, hopefully
fucking
next time.
Bitch. I mean, fucking Dutch. You guys, we've been calling each other ditches, dick bitches.
I
just love that.
God, you're such a dick.
Oh, you're such a dick and a bitch. You're such a dutch. Anyways, oh, and by the way, like, so yesterday, Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis released a picture of them working in the studio, and it's a picture of the lyric holder with, like, I think microphones in the background, and on the lyric sheets, like, there's several lyric sheets, and one of them, he hashtagged something like early morning, and then he hashtagged plush, and then he hashtagged no sleep. And one of the titles on one of those, the lyrics was no sleep. So we don't, I don't like.
Because she's being held captive in a room and she can't go anywhere. So she's like,
oh, Lord.
Hashtag no sleep.
This is intro. We got it.
You know, the closer and closer we get to the record being released, the more and more I'm going to tease you about it. And watch her, all of her shows, like her concerts, are going to be holograms. She's going to be hologrammed in from Abu Dhabi because she can't leave the country. So you're going to see her in a big palace doing all the dances. And then she's going to be hologrammed in to wherever she is.
Just, you're fucking stupid. Fucking stupid.
Oh, you would still go, wouldn't you?
I still, no. No, I wouldn't go.
Yes, you would.
No, I wouldn't. I bought a new, I bought a little like storage seat for the front of my bed from Target. And I got a good deal on it. It was $100. And
was it one of the ones that were on clearance?
No, I bought it from online. It was $100.
Oh.
It's like a teal color and it's got buttons on the top. It's like, I don't know, modern chic, if you will. I'll show you. And I want to get a mirror. I really like that mirror that you wanted to get the last time. I want to get the one that hangs though, because it's not as.
I don't even remember what mirror I looked at there. That's like when
I have pictures.
When I went to Home Goods, I was like, "Oh, what do you think about these mirrors?" And you're like, "I like the Target one better." I was like, "When did I look at Target mirrors?"
Because he's so fucking stupid. You don't know any better. Oh, here it is. That's the one I bought.
Oh, okay.
And then, oh, I, you know what? I just took the name. You could see the twill. Cause I was like, it's called the distressed blue finish.
It was a mirror.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember.
It was the one.
We'll go there today and look.
Yeah. Well, I need to, cause I need to get deodorant. But it was the one that I told you, I was like, you should really get those. Cause they're like $40. Stop it.
No. It just reminds me of this morning when Tony was leaning out of the shower. He was like, and we were out of deodorant in the bathroom. So we have them right here in this little storage thing. And he was like, Poppy, can you bring me some deodorant? Like right now, because I'm about to make poop.
I don't think he really wanted anyone to know that.
Well, I was like, I'll get it to you in a minute. He's like, no, I'm about to make poop.
Like, what did that matter?
Because he didn't want me to come in, I guess, to smell it. I don't know, but
that's hilarious. Anyways,
so we gotta go. We gotta go now. Okay. It's like 2 minutes.
Okay,
our outro is like a minute, so we're gonna go. Thank you for listening.
Yeah.
Hopefully this sounds okay. I'll have to actually listen to this one to make sure the studio is good. I mean, we egg crated all the walls so the sound would be bouncing off.
No, we didn't. Girl, if there's anything
you don't hear the fan.
If there's anything you motherfuckers should, any of you motherfuckers should know, is he's lazy.
He don't I'm do not a, lazy.
He don't I do just, a goddamn thing. Lazy. I said, why don't you take the polyurethane that's on this table, sand it down, and then paint it white? Because it would look really cool. Because you make it
sound so easy.
It's not easy. No one said that. I didn't say that.
And you didn't offer to help.
Well, because you, I know you're not going to do it.
But you know what I could do is have someone do it for me and tip them.
You're an asshole. Goodbye. I'm disconnecting my microphone from this.
No, point. Don't. It'll pop really loud. All right, we got to go. This is Ricky. And you never said your name at the beginning.
I said it was intro.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Could you say it with more attitude? Oh,
and by the way, Tato the Latte Boy, I just want to let you know that the song that Chaka Khan saying was also played in the break dancing movies. I think it was number two Breakdance Boogaloo, I think it's what it was, one of the songs that was played on there. He should know what I'm talking about.
Okay, we gotta go. This is Ricky.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Foul Monkeys. We really appreciate your feedback.
Please visit us at foulmonkeys.com or call us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by following at Foul Monkeys and visit our Facebook page by visiting facebook.com/foulmonkeys and make sure you like our page.
You can also listen to us on Stitcher Radio, Rainbow Radio, or iTunes. And if you really love us, leave us a review on iTunes. And if you really hate us, or no, just hate us.
You hate us.
I mean, yeah.
How about Chicago? I could be there.